Fiscal service says Ghana's economy grew by 2.9% in 2023, stronger than the revised 1.5% by the finance ministry. Also, Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Oubami assures businesses of tax amnesty if he wins the December presidential elections. And later on, the Joy Business Van, we feature Aid Engineering, the startup designing and manufacturing agricultural machinery. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now to our first story. Ghana's economy expanded by 2.9% in 2023, stronger than the revised 1.5% by the finance ministry. According to data from the Ghana Statistical Service, the services sector, however, contracted by 1.2%. It, however, remains the biggest size of the economy. Commenting, government statistician Professor Samuel Kobina Enim said the last quarter of 2023 recorded a high growth rate of 3.8%, driven by the oil and gas subsector.
From a trend perspective, that is since the last quarter of 2021 to the last quarter of 2023, we see that this is the first time in the last 9 months, and indeed since the second quarter of 2020, that we've seen an oil GDP higher than a non-oil GDP. The last time Ghana saw an oil GDP higher than a non-oil GDP was in the second quarter of 2020. So in the last 14 months, this is the first time that we've seen another incidence where oil GDP has grown faster than non-oil GDP in the last quarter of 2023.
You heard government statistician Professor Samuel Kobina Enim. Now, there will be tax amnesty for all businesses come 2025. That is the assurance from Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Oubami to businesses if he is elected in December. According to him, the country's current tax structure is not fit for purpose and wants the system to change and become competitive like Estonia. He made this known at an engagement with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
That is why in 2025, we are going to grant a tax amnesty to all businesses and individuals and start afresh. We'll have a tax amnesty and we will start afresh. We are going to start a new system. It's a flat tax system. So we are going to wipe the slate clean for every individual and every business. And Ghana is going to start a new tax system, a flat tax system, as we have in Estonia.
The Vice President also vowed to make Ghana or move Ghana from a social intervention economy to a private sector-led one.
I made the point on February 7th that where I want to go with this country, I say that in our first couple of terms in office, we have focused as a government a lot more on social interventions. But now I want us to move the focus to business and the private sector.
At the same event, the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Clement Osayamwako, appealed to the vice president to help resolve other challenges hampering the growth of businesses.
Government must collaborate with Bank of Ghana to reduce the monetary policy rate to bring down the cost of borrowing to mitigate the supply side pressure on inflation. In relation to the tax system, the chamber share your vision to simply the tax, the corporate tax and VAT system, which is currently cumbersome to business, and the revision of the tax rate you intend to implement.
Clement Ose Amoko is the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Moving on, the Bank of Ghana is making a strong case for stakeholders within the financial technology space to collaborate to attract more investors. Head of FinTech and Innovation at the Bank of Ghana, Kwame Opon, says the central bank will deepen the regulatory framework to rope in more investors within the sector to support economic growth. He spoke to Joy Business at the 2024 Ghana FinTech Awards.
Every other government across the continent, and that's the impact we seek. So the 3i summit that is being put together by Bank of Ghana with support from DBG and Elavandi, the subsidiary of the Monetary Authority of Singapore, is really to be able to drive, to showcase the innovation on the continent. There's so much amazing innovation that is happening, but requires investment. And that investment is going to come from the regulatory space showing commitment and providing that backing to the fintechs in Ghana, while they themselves showing themselves as very legitimate, well-organized and well-run institutions with the creativity and the potential to grow and be viable for these investors to really put their private capital to support them.
Kwame Opon is head of FinTech and Innovation at the Bank of Ghana.